practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church along with others of like precious faith. And I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today where you can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let's begin the program this morning with a good old hymn of the faith, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul. Amen. That's a song that I learned many, many years ago when I was on vacation with my family up in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. And from the first time that I heard it, I have really appreciated it. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program this morning. And as I said earlier, I do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And it truly is a joy to know that we have the opportunity to bring this program to you every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station. And if the program is being used of God in your life, and if it is a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We do hear from folks from time to time, and we truly appreciate that. That's such a blessing to us. And so if God has laid it upon your heart, perhaps to drop us a note and let us know how the program is being used of God in your life, we would certainly give God the praise and the glory for it. And you can write to us. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And we have an email address, as most people do these days, and our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And certainly, don't hesitate to contact us if we can help you in your walk with the Lord, and even if you have a prayer request. From time to time, we do receive prayer requests from those of you who are listeners, and certainly we take those prayer requests to God's throne of grace. We love to pray, and we love to pray one for another, and we'd love to be able to pray for you as well. If you have a question about the Bible, or if you're concerned about your relationship with the Lord, once again, don't hesitate to contact us, because we are here to minister to you, spiritually speaking. Again, that mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, and the phone number is 814-944-2894. Hap Ritchie will be along at the end of the broadcast to give you those contact information again, or pieces of contact information again, however you want to say it. But nevertheless, it's a delight to have you with us. I want to encourage you to pray for something that's going on down in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, even as I speak. It's the Pennsylvania State Bible Reading Marathon. This is the third year that we've done it, and our sister ministry, the Way of Truth Ministries, along with Seedline International, puts on this Bible Reading Marathon. We started yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and we will read through the Bible 90 consecutive hours until about 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, 24 hours a day. And what we do is encourage people to read 15 minutes apiece. And of course, if you do the math, that means that it takes about 360 people to read 15 minutes apiece to go through the Bible from Genesis through Revelation. We have a team down there right now reading the Bible, even as you're listening to this radio broadcast. And we started yesterday at 2 o'clock with a great opening service, and it will go right through to about 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, as I mentioned. And if you would like to participate in the Bible Reading Marathon, again, give us a call here at the Faith Baptist Church, 814-944-2894. Yesterday, we took a van load of people down to participate, and of course, tomorrow, we're going to do the same. But people come in throughout the course of the several days that we're together to read the Bible. We know of people who are driving down to Harrisburg on their own just to read the Bible for 15 minutes or a half hour or whatever the case may be. And if you'd like to be a part of that, again, give us a call here. We can give you some instruction as to how to do it. And we would love for you to be able to be a part of reading the Word of God in the state capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We do it right there on the steps, the front steps of the Capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I've been involved with the National Bible Reading Marathon for many years. That, of course, took place and still does take place down in Washington, D.C., on the western side of the United States Capitol, where you're looking right down through the Capitol Mall. And that took place about a month ago this year. I think they're in their 35th or 36th year. This is only the third year we've done it here at the state capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And it's a great time of fellowship. Pastors come in from all over the area. Other folks who know and love the Word of God come in to read the Bible. We even have people coming in to read the Bible from other languages, because we do have other languages. We use the King James Bible in the reading, but there are other languages as well that people can read from. And then, of course, we even have some of the state legislators come out and read from time to time. So it's a blessing to read the Word of God there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It goes on right through to about 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. If you'd like to participate, you can just drive down and do it on your own. Or call us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we'll give you some information as to how you can get involved in the Pennsylvania Bible Reading Marathon. We'd love to have you as a part of the team that is reading the Word of God in the state capitol here in Pennsylvania. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to come to so many people today by way of radio. We realize that radio is the most cost-efficient way to reach the most amount of people in the shortest period of time with your word. And so I pray that as your word goes out across the airwaves today and even online, that you will use it in a marvelous way to encourage Christians, to bring the lost to Christ, but ultimately to honor and glorify your name. And we'll be careful, very careful, to give you the honor and the praise and the thanksgiving for what you'll do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a piano organ duet with the song, When We See Christ. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. John, chapter 13, and I'd like to read with you verses 34 and 35. John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, where the Bible says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." That's from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And now before I deliver a message from John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, on the second coming of Christ, let's listen to a quartet singing that great old hymn of the faith, "Redemption Draweth Nigh."
Since I first heard it told, how Jesus would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today.
From the time that I was a little child growing up in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, I could remember preachers talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly, we know that one of these days, Jesus will come again. One of the reasons why I know that is because Christ Himself prophesies it, and everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has prophesied or promised will come into fruition. For instance, in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, we find these words, where Jesus is speaking. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." That's in John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. And we can see it brought out very clearly there in that third verse where Jesus said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Christ promised His second coming. And ever since that time, believers have been looking forward to that great day. Recently, I ran across some statistics concerning the second coming of Christ that I'd like to share with you. First of all, a recent Gallup poll said that 66% of all Americans believe that Christ will return soon. That's a very interesting figure, is it not? 66%. In addition to that, there are some 1,845 biblical references to Christ's second coming in the Word of God. The second coming of Christ is mentioned in 17 books of the Old Testament and 23 books of the New Testament. Out of every 30 verses in the New Testament, there is a reference to Christ's second coming. The second coming of Jesus Christ is the most dominant subject in the New Testament other than the plan of salvation itself. And finally, Jesus said more than 50 times to be ready for his return because we never know when it's going to take place. So when you put all of those statistics together from the pages of the Word of God indeed, we've got to believe that Jesus Christ is coming again, and it could be today. So let me share with you some thoughts concerning the second coming of Christ that relates to some questions I want to ask. First of all, what are the signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ? Well, this is very significant for us to understand. As we read the Bible, in the New Testament particularly, we find that there are no signs given to the church. In other words, the Bible teaches us that as the church, we are simply to be waiting for the return of Christ. We are to be looking up, anticipating the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ could come at any moment. There are no specific signs given to the church. However, as it relates to the nation of Israel, there are many signs given to them. And if you want to understand what those signs are, spend some time in reading Matthew chapters 24 and 25. Because we see as we go into Matthew chapter 24 that Jesus was speaking to his disciples. And notice what it says in verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And when you read down through Matthew chapters 24 and 25, you'll be able to see the various indicators that are given to Israel concerning the second coming of Christ. And so when we talk about signs of the second coming, we're not talking about signs given to the church because there are no signs given to the church. The signs are given to the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. The second question is, when will the second coming occur? I know from the time that I was little, I can remember pastors and evangelists and radio preachers and the like establishing a date as to when the Lord is going to return. I can remember when I was a little boy back in about 1963 that we had an evangelist who came to our church who said Jesus was going to come again in 1967. Well, you can see 1967 has come and gone and Jesus has not yet returned. Anytime you find somebody setting a date, then that disqualifies them. Because over in the Gospel of Matthew and chapter 24 and verse 36, Jesus says this, But of the day and the hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The angels in heaven and even the Lord Jesus himself does not know when the second coming is going to occur. That's amazing to me that there is a secret, as it were, between the Father and the Son as to when Christ's second coming is going to occur. Only the Father knows. And when the time comes, he will send forth his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, back. So we don't know when the second coming is going to occur. Therefore, we need to be ready for it. The third question is, what will happen at the second coming of Christ? Well, we need to keep in mind as we study the Bible that the second coming of Christ will come in two stages. First of all, there is the rapture. And the rapture is described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. And I would encourage you to take the time to read that passage of Scripture and to study it in its entirety. We don't have the time to do it on the program today. But listen to these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, it says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. That's the word rapture that we would see there. Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So what is the rapture? The rapture is the time when Jesus Christ could come in the clouds of the air and take those of us who are Christians home to be with him in heaven. And that could be today because there is nothing yet that needs to be fulfilled before that happens. Now that's the first stage of the second coming of Christ. The Bible teaches us that after the rapture takes place, then the world will go into a period called the Great Tribulation. That is a time of trouble on the earth such as the world has never seen before. And then after the great tribulation period is over, Jesus Christ will literally come to the earth to establish his kingdom. That's found in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And I would encourage you to study that sometime on your own as well. It's a tremendous passage of scripture to take into consideration. When Jesus Christ will literally come down to the earth to establish his kingdom on earth. And then once that kingdom is established, it will be 1,000 years of perfect reign on the face of the earth. So those two stages of the second coming of Christ are significant. The rapture, and then when Jesus literally comes to the earth. The final question I have today is this. How can you prepare for the second coming of Christ? Well, number one, make sure that you're saved. Because if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, when the rapture occurs, you'll go into the great tribulation period and on into the eternal lake of fire. So make sure that you're saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. And then make certain that you're serving the Lord. Because after the rapture, Christians will stand before the Lord Jesus to receive rewards based upon their faithful service unto him. Jesus is coming again. It could appear today in the sky when Jesus says, "Come up hither." Are you ready? Make sure that you're saved and make sure that you're serving the Lord Jesus. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.